Hello, everyone. My name is Russell Trollo, and I'd like to welcome you to the Tech Expert Network Radio, exclusively on GoGo.com. I'm a senior instructor and training developer with 14 years of experience in the IT industry. My education and qualifications include a Bachelor of Science in Information Technology, Project Management Professional, Certified Scrum Master, and IDLE V3 Foundation. Today, my topic is about Project Management Framework. If you have any questions or would like to provide feedback, you can submit them by using the question box on the GoGo Learn page. Also, if you would like to view more information on this topic, you can go to PMI's website at www.pmi.org. The Project Management Framework is a basic structure for understanding project management and covers the relationship between the project and its external environment. This framework has been outlined in A Guide to the Project Management Body of Knowledge, or PMBOK, 3rd edition, and is defined by the Project Management Institute as the sum of knowledge within the profession of project management and includes both published and non-published material and is constantly evolving. The 4th edition, or the 2008 edition, is due to be released by the end of the year. The PMBOK guide is a guide. It's not the end-all to be-all of project management. It is based on what's generally recognized as good practice on most projects most of the time. It is not specific to any industry, project, or project manager. The Project Management Framework provides the structure and fundamentals of project management and currently consists of 44 processes that span the 5 process groups and the 9 knowledge areas. The 5 process groups are a logical grouping of the project management process. The first process group is initiating, which defines or authorizes the project or the project phase. The next process group is the planning process group, which defines and refines objectives and the plans the course of action required to attain the objectives and scope of the project. The executing process group integrates people and other resources to carry out the project management plan. The monitoring and controlling process group measures and monitors progress to identify variances from the project management plan. The last process group is closing, which formalizes acceptance of the product, services, or results and brings the project or phase to an end. After the 5 process groups, there are the 9 knowledge areas, which are defined by their knowledge requirements. The first knowledge area is project integration management, which includes the processes and activities needed to identify, define, combine, unify, and coordinate the various processes and project activities. The next knowledge area is project scope management. It includes the processes required to ensure that the project includes all the work required and only the work required to complete the project successfully. After scope management comes project time management, which includes the processes required to accomplish timely completion of the project. Next comes project cost management, which includes the processes involved in planning, estimating, budgeting, and controlling costs within the approved budget. After that is project quality management, which includes the processes and activities of performing organizations that determine quality, objectives, and responsibilities. Next is the project human resource management. This includes the processes that organize and manage the project team. That is followed by the project communications management knowledge area, which includes the processes required to ensure timely and appropriate generation, collection, distribution, storage, retrieval, and disposition of project information. After that is the project risk management knowledge area, which includes the processes concerned with risk management, planning, identification, analysis, response, and monitoring and controlling on the project. The last knowledge area is project procurement management, which includes the processes to purchase or acquire the products, services, or results needed from outside the project team to perform the work. To better visualize this, let's take a look at the initiating process group. If you look at like a spreadsheet, you have 5 processes going across the top of the page: initiating, planning, executing, monitoring and controlling, and closing. Along the left-hand column, you have the 9 knowledge areas: integration management, scope management, time management, cost management, quality management, human resource management, communication management, risk management, and procurement management. Now, within this table, you have the 44 processes that are related either to a process group or to a knowledge area. The first process group, initiating, consists of 2 processes that both fall into project integration management. The first one is to develop the project charter, which formally authorizes the project, the project manager, and the required resources to complete the project. The next step is to develop the preliminary project scope statement, which just basically provides a high-level scope narrative. That is basically all that's in the initiating process group. The next process group, planning, basically is the meat of the project management framework. It has 21 processes and encompasses all 9 knowledge areas. The first one is to develop the project management plan and project integration. This documents the action necessary to define, prepare, integrate, and coordinate all plans into a project management plan. The next 3 processes of the planning group fall into project scope management, and they are scope planning, which creates a project scope management plan, scope definition, which develops a detailed project scope statement as the basis for future project decisions, and to create the work breakdown structure, which subdivides the major project deliverables and project work into smaller, more manageable components. The next 5 processes fall under the project time management, and our activity definition, which identifies the specific schedule activities that need to be performed to produce various project deliverables. Next is activity sequencing, which identifies and documents dependencies among activities. Activity resource estimating estimates the type of quantities of resources required to perform each scheduled activity, and activity duration estimating estimates the number of work periods that will be needed to complete individual scheduled activities. The last part of it is schedule development, which analyzes the scheduled activity sequences, durations, resource requirements, and schedule constraints to create the project schedule. Now we'll move into project cost management, which consists of cost estimating and cost budgeting. Cost estimating develops an approximation of the cost of the resources needed to complete project activities, while cost budgeting aggregates the estimated cost of individual activities or work packages to establish a cost baseline. After cost management comes project quality management, which only consists of one process, quality planning, which identifies which quality standards are relevant to the project and how to satisfy them. Next, we move into human resource management, which includes the human resource planning, that identifies and documents project roles, responsibilities, and reporting relationship, as well as creating the staffing management plan. The next knowledge area of planning is communication management. Communications planning determines the information and communication needs of the project stakeholders. The eighth knowledge area, risk management, encompasses five separate processes. Risk management planning describes how project risk management will be structured and performed on the project. Risk identification determines which risk might affect the project. Qualitative risk analysis prioritizes risk for further analysis or action by assessing and combining their probability and occurrence of impact. Quantitative analysis numerically analyzes the effect on the overall project objectives or identified risk. And the last one is risk response planning, which develops options and actions to enhance opportunities and to reduce the threats to project objectives. The last knowledge area of planning is project procurement management. This focuses on plan, purchases, and acquisition, which determines what to purchase or acquire and when and how to do so. And plan contracting, which documents the products, services, and result requirements and identifies potential sellers. Now that we covered the initiating process group and the planning process group, we're going to move to the executing process group, which basically consists of six knowledge areas. The first one under integration management is to direct and manage project execution, which executes the work defined in the project management plan. From there, we're going to jump all the way down to project quality management and to perform quality assurance, which applies the plan systematical quality activities to ensure the project employs all processes needed to meet requirements. From there, we have two processes in the human resource management knowledge area, acquire project team, which obtains the human resource needed to complete the project work, and develop project team, which improves the competencies and interaction of team members to enhance project performance. Next is the communication management, which includes information distribution, which makes needed information available to project stakeholders in a timely manner. And the last part of the process group is project procurement management, which includes the processes request seller's response and select sellers. Request seller response focuses on information, quotations, bids, offers, and proposals, while the selecting sellers reviews the offers, chooses a seller, and negotiates a written contract. Moving into our fourth process group, monitoring and controlling, is pretty much similar to planning. It encompasses all nine knowledge areas and has 12 separate processes. The first one under integration management is to monitor and control project work. This monitors and controls the processes required to initiate, plan, execute, and close a project. The next process is the integrated change control, which reviews all change requests, approved, and controlling changes to deliverables and organizational process assets. From there, we're going to move into project scope management, with scope verification and scope control. Scope verification is basically the formal acceptance of the completed project activities, deliverables, work packages, while scope control controls changes to the project scope. Under time management, we have schedule control, which is similar to scope control, where we're just controlling the changes to the project schedule. Under cost management is cost control, which influences the factors that create variances and controlling changes to the project budget. Moving along to quality management, we're going to talk about performed quality control, which monitors specific project results to determine whether they comply with quality standards and identifies ways to eliminate causes of unsatisfactory performance. Now we'll move into the human resource management knowledge area, which basically takes on managing project team and performance reporting. To manage the project team, it tracks team members' performance, provides feedbacks, resolves issues, and coordinates changes to, once again, enhance project performance. All this is wrapped up in performance reporting, which basically collects and distributes performance information. The next one is communication management, and that's what we're going to talk about, managing stakeholders, which manages the communication to satisfy the requirements and resolve issues with project stakeholders. Next is project risk management knowledge area, which consists of risk monitoring and control, which tracks, identifies risk, monitors residual risk, identifies new risk, and executes the risk response plan. The last knowledge area in the monitoring and controlling process group is contract administration, which manages the contracts and the relationship between the buyer and the seller. The last process group, or the closing process group, has two processes that basically fall into project integration management and project procurement management. In integration management, you have close the project. This process finalizes all activities across all of the project process group to formally close the project or phase. Jumping all the way down to project procurement management, this is the last step in contract closure. It completes and settles the contract, including open resolutions, and closes each contract. And that sums up the 44 processes that are related to the 5 process group, initiating, planning, executing, monitoring and controlling, and closing, and fall within the 9 knowledge areas: integration management, scope management, time management, cost management, quality management, human resource management, communication management, risk management, and procurement management. I hope everyone enjoyed the show and found it to be informative and interesting, and please feel free to email me with any questions, concerns, or topics of interest by using the question box found on the GoGo Learn page. Thanks for listening to the Tech Expert Network Radio, exclusively at GoGo.com.